This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hi, great to have you. Thanks. It is the Joe Pags Show. Glad that you stopped by today. Lots going on. Doug Mastriano, who is running for governor of the great state of Pennsylvania, will be on at the bottom of the hour. We talk a lot about what's going on. You know, it's interesting because even those on the right seem to be okay with saying, you know, it might be a split decision in Pennsylvania. I find that to be very weird because that's not what you do. I want Doug to win because Doug has a lot in common with me. Plus, he's a great American. He served the country, I think, 30 years as a lieutenant colonel. He's a guy who's been in the state Senate, and the guy is going to be a great governor. But for some reason, even those on the right are going, you know, Oz is going to win over Fetterman, but Shapiro, you know, it's pretty tight. I don't like that. Why would we ever project that the side that we don't want to win is going to win? And it always seems to be the media that pushes it that way. But even the so-called right media is saying things like that as well. I don't think it's anywhere near over. And I think that Doug Mastriano has a really good shot at becoming the next governor of Pennsylvania. So hopefully you'll stick around for that. It's a very good conversation. And in fact, it's long. Carrie, it's long.
We have plenty of time. You need to play the song. I already know where you're going with it.
Biden said something about Mega MAGA plays the Bon Jovis and stuff. So I mean,
he never said anything about Mega MAGA and Bon Jovi.
I don't want to be that guy that causes an end to democracy because of the Bon Jovi song.
No, you won't. Trust me. I promise. No.
Let me see if you say the right word, because if not, I'm not playing it.
It's Wednesday.
Whatever.
This song makes me feel good.
I will turn this car around. Hold your ears. Stupid song.
No, yesterday's song was stupid. This is one of the greatest.
Now suddenly everything. Now you can talk because I've already played it.
That's right. That is right.
I get it. You may have done a little stank face in that too.
Stank face.
We may have gotten a little Carrie stank face in that.
At one point,
you appeared to be going
to.
Like it. That's a song. I don't know. I don't. But for me, I mean, it's an okay song.
Okay.
The guy, eh? You know what I mean? Eh.
No, he's not.
You know what I'm saying?
He's far from.
All right. So I'm looking at the coverage of Joe Biden. And one thing is for sure, since he decided he was going to run for president at the behest of Obama, whoever the hell made him do it, he's been making huge gaffes, nonstop mistakes. He says the wrong thing. He does the wrong thing. He looks the wrong way, falls asleep, too awake, doesn't blink, does blink. The guy's all over. He doesn't know where to go after he's done speaking. He's just all over the place. And it's taken almost two full years. But Carrie, I'm here to say I think the left media is turning on the guy.
Some are, right? This is the New York Times.
That blew my mind. That you sent me this earlier, that the New York Times is actually calling him out. And, of course, the left is having a meltdown. How dare you? You can't possibly tell the truth. What do you have?
From Fox News, a New York Times piece pointing out President Biden's gaffes from his Tuesday speech angered liberals on Twitter. Furious leftists on the platform swarmed the Times senior political reporter Maggie Haberman's tweet linking to the story, viciously insulting her and the report for making Biden and Democrats look bad. On Tuesday, the Times chief White House correspondent Peter Baker detailed the gaffes in Biden's speech in a short article titled, "Biden Verbally Fumbles Twice During Campaign Trip in Florida." In it, he wrote President Biden verbally fumbled during a campaign swing in Florida on Tuesday, confusing the American war in Iraq with the Russian war in Ukraine. And then he fumbled again while he tried to correct himself, misstating how his son Beau died in 2015. And Baker also delved into Biden's history of gaffe-making, writing, Mr. Biden, who at 79 is the oldest president in American history, has a long record of gaffes dating back to when he was a young man. But his misstatements have become more pronounced and more noticed now that he has the spotlight of the presidency constantly on him. Haberman drew more attention to the story by retweeting it from her own account. She may have anticipated some backlash for the piece. However, she turned off Twitter replies to her post. Even so, plenty of angry liberals, quote, tweeted her post and made their displeasure apparent. University of Wisconsin-Madison professor Mark Koplovich blasted Haberman and Baker for the piece, tweeting, number one, excuse me, he said, the war in Ukraine. Number two, Beau very well may have died of brain cancer due to Iraq burn pit exposure. Three, more pronounced, were you not alive in the 1980s, 90s, or the O's to hear Biden. He continued saying, four, most of them haven't been gaffes, and added five, grow up. One user, Jill Levy, lamented, she is trying to destroy us.
What?
But she's right, saying so exactly what happened.
That's it. That's journalism.
I mean,
you keep a journal. You just say, here's what he said. Here's why he was wrong. You know, I have seen so many. First of all, a couple of people emailed the team, and I got to see one or two, because it just gets stupid. They said, one guy said, you got it wrong on Biden. I had it digitally slowed down, and after he says he died in Iraq, he actually says, well, he died during or because of or something. I just wrote back, and I said, stop. You're wrong. This is dumb. Biden yesterday said, I was thinking about Iraq because that's where my son died. And then he says, blah, 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 something afterwards, which isn't even comprehensible. So I'm looking at it from 18 different ways. Before, let me, Carrie, how about some inside baseball?
Yeah.
Before I air any piece of video on this show, I watch it. You know what I mean? It's not like
a, what? That's crazy.
I know, right? It's crazy. I don't just grab them and throw them in. I watch them. I decide if there's something I can say about it. I decide if it's right or wrong. I decide, you know, what my opinion might be or what my monologue might be. And then I put it on the show. It's not like I didn't listen to him seven times yesterday before I aired it to say he's literally saying Beau Biden died in Iraq. Now, the Iraq War ended in 11, I believe. He died in 15. So people are alleging to me that Joe Biden's reference to the Iraq war yesterday, and he meant to say Ukraine, was because his son, Beau, died 4 years after the Iraq war ended from a brain tumor he somehow got in Iraq. That's what they want me to believe. I mean, Carrie, that's what that professor in Madison, Wisconsin, saying, right?
He had got the tumor from one of those burn pits while he was in Iraq.
Stupid! Sadly and unfortunately, way too young, Beau Biden got a brain tumor and died. It sucks, but it happens. Joe Biden has been incorrect about how his son has died many, many times. And pointing out somebody saying something factually untrue is a good thing as a journalist. But again, they're coming around. She's trying to destroy us. Why? Because she's telling the truth? See, when journalists stop being journalists, they become arms of the government and then realize, oh, crap, I'm back on the wrong horse, and they become journalists again, they're in big trouble because they were expected to constantly and for always and in perpetuity to be just complicit with the left-leaning government. That's it. If you dare tell the truth, you're in big trouble. This is actually a very good thing. That these people have realized that their job is to just tell the truth about what it is you see. You see Donald Trump do something, and you say what Donald Trump did. You see Joe Biden do something, and you go ahead and tell people what Joe Biden did. But the thing is, there's been collusion between big tech and this government specifically, and it's documented. In fact, here's, Carrie, I can believe this, but I listened to this, and I watched this several times before I'm about to air it.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy, right?
You should, yeah. So,
Karine Jean-Pierre, your girl, we call her KJP. You're tight like
that. Well, you do. Yeah, you're not. I don't think you ever met her.
How do you know? How do you know I'm not tight with her?
I do know. I just know.
We play racquetball on the weekends. How do you know?
You don't go anywhere. You don't play racquetball.
That's true. I don't go anywhere. So, Karine Jean-Pierre, the mouthpiece for this administration, is asked about the collusion, the connection, the working togetherness, which is not a thing, between social media and the Biden administration. Now, keep in mind, she reads most of what she says out of some prepared statement in her book. This one, for some reason, she didn't seem to be ready for. And just listen to the floundering that she does here.
There was reporting in The Intercept about opportunities for the federal government to identify for social media companies different posts that contained what was perceived as misinformation about the origins of COVID, the vaccine, other things as well, you know, such as, you know, Ukraine or the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
So she's looking frantically through this book. She wants the answer, and she's not finding it. Well, yeah, you know, I'm just going to let her speak now, because she is going to completely not even really reference what he said.
So, look, I'll say this. The administration, the Biden administration remains fully committed to our mission to protect the security and resilience of our elections and safeguard election infrastructure. That includes combating disinformation. That is something that
I do have to stop it. His question was about COVID misinformation or disinformation. She immediately went right to election. Carrie, did I miss? She made some jump.
Yeah,
she's on elections here.
Yeah,
we are committed to. You know, we work to protect that, protect Americans from disinformation that threatens the homeland, including malicious efforts spread by foreign adversaries, began before the Disinformation Governance Board was established. In fact, some of that work began before this administration. So, I want to be very clear that cross-agency work continues to this day. Don't want to get ahead of anything else. This is a Department of Homeland Security, so I would refer you to them.
So you are.
I don't have any idea. Do you know what she just said?
I really don't.
The question was, the White House working with social media, with online companies, to identify misinformation. And then he mentions COVID vaccines or something, and she cannot find in her book what to read. So she stops on a page that says something about misinformation, and then she goes right to elections and, I don't know, integrity, can't say adversary. The whole thing. I mean, this really showed us who she is when she's not on script. And I found that to be very, very weird. Now, she knows that we now know, and Elon Musk is releasing this on Twitter. We now know, and she knows that we know, that they were meeting once a month. The Twitter misinformation lady who was like banning people like me and the Babylon Bee and Donald Trump was meeting with the Biden administration once a month, at least. Kind of crazy. Now, I want to play it again because, again, this is a simple question. This is not a loaded question. And, in fact, it sounds like he's trying to give her an out to where she can say, yeah, it's important for us to keep on working with these people.
There was reporting in The Intercept about opportunities for the federal government to identify for social media companies different posts that contained what was perceived as misinformation about the origins of COVID, the vaccine, other things as well, you know, such as, you know, Ukraine or the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
So he mentions Ukraine, U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, COVID vaccines, the origins of COVID. Carrie, does he say anything about elections?
No.
Okay. So now she has an opportunity to answer that. And he's the Intercept story that he's referring to literally says this administration met once a month with Twitter and Facebook and told them what to say. Now, her answer should be, hey, it's important to make sure that truthful information's out there and we're trying to safeguard the American people from getting misinformation, getting confused. Instead, she just freaks out.
Yeah, I'll say this. The administration, the Biden administration remains fully committed to our mission to protect the security and resilience of our elections and safeguard election infrastructure. That includes combating disinformation. That is something that we are committed to. You know, we work to protect that, protect Americans from disinformation that threatens the homeland, including malicious efforts spread by foreign adversaries. Began before the Disinformation Governance Board was established. In fact, some of that work began before this administration. So, you know, I want to be very clear that cross-agency work continues to this day. Don't want to get ahead of anything else. This is a Department of Homeland Security, so I would refer you to them.
So you are flagging misinformation.
I don't have anything more to add. This is a Department of Homeland Security that I refer to.
She better not add any more, because what she just said was horrible. That was just an absolute bungle. Just not even close, man. It was a fumble. It was a failure. I mean, she had to walk away from that buddy and just say, man, I don't have any idea what I just said about misinformation and big tech. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Simple question. If the government's going to work with these entities that we think are free speech platforms and tell them what to do and not to do, shouldn't we be informed before we spend any time on these platforms? Now we're finding out how surreptitious all of this was, how unfair and underhanded all of this was. Are you okay with that? 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on. The Joe Pags Show for your Wednesday. 888-941-7247. I guess I just saw this report. Biden also said in that speech that MAGA Republicans are trying to suppress the vote before the election. This whole thing is so stupid. I mean, literally, you've got Stacey Abrams saying that in Georgia, there is voter suppression. They're trying to stop people, black people, from going and voting specifically. They have record early voting in Georgia this election cycle. More black people have voted in Georgia than we've seen in an election cycle. She's still complaining that there is somehow voter suppression. Biden is saying there's voter suppression. Now, he's saying that because you, my black and brown brothers and sisters, he believes that you'll believe him. She's saying it because she believes that you'll believe her. When she said that it's not really a heartbeat at 6 weeks in a pregnant woman, it's really a man simulating a heartbeat to control the woman. She thinks that there are some pro-choice people that will believe her. They don't say these things because they're stupid. They say these things because they think you are. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. I want your thoughts. I know a lot of you did not watch what Biden had to say today. Yes, I'll watch it tonight, and I'll report back to you what he said, but it's going to be the typical fare. Elections are unfair. Republicans are racist. Republicans are hate-filled and violent. MAGA wants to take down democracy. Blah, blah, blah. None of that is true. It's just stupid. It is. It's dumb. But it's also a way to cover their back because when it's a close race, somehow the Democrats always win. You know what really bothers me as well? Is that they're saying we might not know who wins in several states on election night. Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia. Just might not know who wins on election night. And suddenly that's supposed to be accepted as normal. It's not. Let me help you out here. It's not. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Got to remind you that BOGO is back for 1 week only, just this week, for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. You need this. We've got three of them in the house. They work great. You're going to love them. You've been waiting for it. It's here now. You've always wondered if the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier works, and this is the best time to find out with the BOGO. When you buy one, you're going to get one free. You buy two, get two free. Buy five, get five free. That's how it works. You buy one, you get one. It's that simple. And the thunderstorm is going to completely eliminate any odor, even its worst odors out there like pets, cigarette smoke, urine, and cooking odors as well. It doesn't mask the odors like those other sprays. The thunderstorm is going to seek out and destroy them with their technology. Now, it's the time to order these. Eden Pure's buy one, get one free sale is just this week, so only a few days here. Over 265,000 sold, countless five-star reviews. You know it works. People are buying them for themselves, for gifts as well. Go right now to EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code PAGSBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com. PAGSBOGO is the code, P-A-G-S-B-O-G-O. Shipping is absolutely free. I don't think I have any time for any phone call. I'll be honest with you. Because I'll tell you 20 seconds. And you know what happens, Carrie, is they take 35, then write me a nasty email that I didn't give enough time.
I know, but yeah. You talked a lot this
Oh, break. Wow. What?
But that's, you know, it's your show. We're supposed to
what
do
is,
that.
What is my title? Host. What is my professional title? Talk
You're,
show host.
I know. I just said that. You're the talk show host.
I can't believe I played that stupid song for you. I regret it.
No, you don't. You'll play it next week.
888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Go to JoePags.com right now. Click on the Rumble link and watch that pre-sponse I did to Biden. Keep it here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.